countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Do you know anyone who could knit you an Aran jumper? I don't, to be honest with you. There was a time not too long ago when all Aran jumpers were knitted by hand, and many people would know someone, usually a woman, who was a master of the art. But time and technology has transformed traditional knitwear. Our reporter, Louise Denver, has met some of those experiencing this transformation. She began by talking to Vaughan Corrigan, who recently published a book about Irish Aran knitting.
My intention with the book was to honour the makers and to bring the story of Aran back home, to show what it meant to Irish people within the country as a symbol of home, as a sort of casual regional dress that we wear outside the country to identify as Irish, and also for those who made it. And the more I spoke about it, the more I discovered everybody has memories of Aran sweaters from when they were young.
Vaughan Corrigan has spent the last year or so interviewing people for her book, Irish Aran History, Tradition, Fashion.
The special feeling you have when someone knits something just for you, and the sense of comfort that this provides to everybody. Mass-produced Arans tell you nothing about the true heritage of Aran, which you will find in the people that are making it in this country and among the people who care about the heritage.
Okay, going down to the production floor now, just mind the steps.
One person Vaughan met was Paul O'Sullivan of Ireland's Eye Knitwear. He's producing Aran sweaters in a power loom factory in Baldoyle in Dublin.
Obviously, the people, when we bought the first machine, was 1988, which is the year we got married. And with a starter home cost 30,000 and the knitting machine was 50,000. In the knitting room now, you see the knitting machines here are all computerised and they're on 24 hours a day.
When the knitting is complete, the garments are hand finished, which Vaughan says gives Ireland's Eye Knitwear an edge.
Some of the biggest changes, one has just been the advent of modern computerised knitting machines, so they allow for more complex and intricate patterns. So that's more of a technical change. In terms of changing to meet consumer tastes, there's a constant requirement for the garments to become softer and softer. So people are saying that they would like to have the look of traditional Irish, authentically made knitwear, but they want it without the weight and without the, don't want anything scratchy. So people, I think, traditionally, and particularly Irish people, often associated Aran knitwear with being itchy and scratchy. And maybe it was one time, a long time ago, but nowadays, I mean, in our Arans, we're using merino wools and some wool and cashmere mixes. And with modern living conditions as well, where people live in air-conditioned and centrally heated environments, they can't be wearing big, heavy garments indoors. So you're looking to design garments that still give them that look and that sort of 3D look of a beautiful knit, but without all of the heat and all the weight.
Ireland's Eye Knitwear is exporting to approximately 20 countries. But separately, the Aran style itself has been adapted by international designers.
All over in the top collections around the world, it's very attractive to designers, the three-dimensionality of it, the fact that you're not restricted by colour, the fact that you can break it down and explode it and it still keeps its sort of essential Aranness, if you like, has led to it being very much a design classic. So even when it's greatly altered, as it is, by, you know, the likes of Alexander McQueen and Jean-Paul Gaultier, you can still see the Aran elements, and even little references of it will appear all the time in knitwear around the world. So it's moved off from the garment and become a design language. The rise of slow fashion has changed the way people look at things, because the realities of the textile industry have become clear to them with acrylic and the amount of time that these plastics take to break down in the environment. But there's a growing appreciation for natural fibres. Now, Irish knitwear is characterised by natural fibres. That's one of the big strong selling points. And the heritage of it being produced in the country and its sustainability and the ethical way that it's produced.
A handmade sweater in the fashion industry would now be considered a luxury item to many. And designer Colin Burke has been crafting luxury made-to-order designs from his studio in Clare Galway for the last year.
So my great-granny grew up in Enniscrone, where my grandmother grew up as well, and she would have been a hand iron knitter. And I have old photographs from Enniscrone, and I suppose that's where I got the inspiration to continue it. I loved looking at the old images of my granny wearing the pieces that my great-grandmother made, and it's amazing how time has come round. Those pieces are still in fashion. They're timeless pieces. They're handmade. You can see the workmanship, the craftsmanship that's gone into them. I try to manipulate her stitches, but make it a little slightly more contemporary. Just the placement of the stitches, how big you might make a stitch. Try to keep the colour story the same. So she would have done a lot of creams, blacks, red. So I suppose that's where I came in with Sinead's designing the red vibrant colours. But I'm putting my own spin on it, let's say.
This week, Colin's work hit the press as he's designed a piece for academic and contributing editor at Vogue, Sinead Burke, when she was appointed to the Council of State by President Michael D. Higgins.
So it's wave stitched down either side of the body, and it has the rib stitch going down the front. It has a small ribbed collar up on top, and then the sleeves go in slightly with the rib stitch, and they elongate then out into the wave stitch. And I'm using two tones of red, both 100% wool, to make the piece.
You can consider Aran very much like a language. The way the phrases are used together is what makes it an Aran. The aesthetic of the way they were combined really is the secret of it.
From a studio in Donegal, designer Adele McBride develops and handmakes luxury Aran knitwear, but she's also tapped into another market, textile tourism.
Hello there.
Adele teaches the Aran craft, and more recently she used Skype to deliver a class in Milwaukee.
So we had quite a classroom of people at the Celtic Milwaukee Centre there taking the class, and I delivered the class from the studio here in Donegal. I'm sitting right now in Stranorler, which is one of the two twin towns, Ballybuffet and Stranorler. I have a studio here and I have a retail shop at Derry Craft Village. I grew up very close to where I'm sitting now in the village of Convoy. Donegal was very, very rooted in there in knitting tradition, going way back. When I started to teach actually the process, and I saw the difficulties they were having in translating the visual on the needles, it was like teaching someone a new language. So it very much was my passion reawakened, coming together with a market for it.
Colin Burke's work is something Adele found this week, and she's a big fan.
Amazing. I've only discovered him thanks to Sinead. Really, it's hard to get me excited after 30 years of being in this. But no, I'm very passionate about it. The way he's brought design and skills and really brought something new. Yeah, I thought that was fantastic.
While traditional Aran styles are influencing modern Irish designers, Vaughan says the number of people creating handmade Aran sweaters using older materials and techniques has drastically decreased.
There's a tremendous amount of expertise in creating an Aran sweater from scratch. It can take up to 60 hours to create an intricate design. There are very few people that are capable of doing that anymore. I would often say to people, now is the time to get a hand-knit Aran sweater while the skill set is still there among the women that are still producing it.
And that was Vaughan Corrigan speaking to our Louise Denver. Vaughan's book is published by O'Brien Press and is called Irish Aran: History, Tradition, Fashion.